And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now we're going to turn to a play that is based on a book by a former journalist who many Baltimoreans of a certain age will recognize. After Richard Hollander's parents were killed in a car accident in the mid-1980s, he discovered a suitcase full of correspondence that gave him great insight into the fate of his Jewish relatives in German-occupied Poland during the Holocaust. That discovery led to a book, which he published in 2007. The book is called Every Day Lasts a Year, A Jewish Family's Correspondence from Poland. And that book, in turn, has led to a play that is currently at the Everyman Theater here in Baltimore. It's called The Book of Joseph. It was adapted by a Seattle-based playwright, Karen Hartman, and she joins us on the phone from Seattle. Ms. Hartman, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And Rich Hollander was a reporter for the now-defunct News America newspaper and for WBAL television. He joins me here in Studio A. It's good to see you, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
So, Rich Hollander, your folks were killed suddenly, and that's such a terrible tragedy. And then you're cleaning out
an attic, a crawl space, and discovered a nondescript briefcase. And inside the briefcase, neatly stacked, were hundreds of letters written by my father's mother, three sisters, their spouses, and children to him in the United States. And I looked at these letters, and of course, as you mentioned, Poland at that point was occupied by Nazi Germany. So consequently, the stamps on the front of the letters were big swastikas. And I put the letters back in the briefcase and closed the briefcase and left that alone for many years. And frankly, that's where Karen picked up on the story. The fact that I was unable to deal with emotionally the contents of those letters.
And Karen Hartman, how did you find out about this?
Well, I was approached by Barbara Gaines at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, and she called me up on the phone and started telling me the story, basically, as you just told it, Tom, and a chill went through me because even though the idea was that this would be a play based on the letters, I just had such immediate empathy for the situation of Rich, this young dad losing his parents, going through the briefcase, and that was the image I couldn't get out of my head. And Rich has rolled with the punches of that because he wasn't planning to be in the play. But I thought, gosh, this is a play about you as much as it's a play about your dad.
Well, yeah. Karen, clearly there was never a morning in my life when I woke up and said, gee, I'd really like to be a character in a play. But fortunately, Karen made my character sufficiently flawed that it keeps me quite humble.
And realistic, huh? But, you know, Rich, you did, of course, end up opening that briefcase.
Precisely.
And you published this book. And the book, as I understand it, turns out to be a very important historical document. These letters are incredibly important historically, are they not?
Well, as a rule, losers don't write history. Those who perish in wars or natural disasters don't write about it. History is written by generals and presidents and kings who win wars. So consequently, these powerful and compelling letters, almost poetic letters, survived and made for the foundation of the book. And in fact, the National Holocaust Museum has asked me ultimately to donate those letters.
And think back to your very understandable reticence to open that briefcase and look at those letters carefully. Between then and now, what were you afraid of then? And then when you opened them and finally started working with them, were those fears realized?
Well, that's the ultimate question of the play, frankly, because all of us create boundaries between ourselves and the people we love. What do we ask? How far do we go? How much do we want to find out? So the briefcase, in this case, is both literal, because it was a literal briefcase, but it is metaphorical, because most people have something in their background, something in an interaction with family and friends and people they care about, where you say to yourself, I really don't want to go there.
Let's listen to a little clip from the play. These are two of the actors in the play. Again, the play is called The Book of Joseph. These are letters from two of Richard's family in Poland, from his grandmother, Berta, and then his father's sister, Clara.
The main thing for me is to get a letter from you. I read your letters several times so that I remember them. I think about you day and night, dear ones.
Our neighbors are horrible people. They make lots of noise, not only during the day, but they also don't let us sleep at night. My husband has announced he is moving us to Uncle Tolstoy.
Okay, this is neat. My middle son, Craig, I figured it out when he was just an undergraduate. Uncle Tolstoy is Russia.
Yeah, and Karen Hartman, that's the character of Rich Hollander, my guest here in the studio. So it's one thing to get a bunch of really interesting letters. It's another thing to weave them into a narrative that makes sense and that has dramatic tension and interest. How did you approach that task, Karen?
Well, yeah, that is the challenge. And what I figured out is that the Rich in the play can be a kind of host or showman who is unpacking the letters for us in Act One and showing us exactly the story he wants us to see about his family. And he's also filling in some of that missing information because these letters were censored. And so the family isn't really describing what's going on the ground in Krakow, but Rich can fill that in for us. And then in the second half of the play, the character of Craig, Rich's son, comes in and says, "Hey, Dad, you didn't tell the whole story. You didn't put yourself in the story. What about you?" And so that becomes a play in which the Richard character, is not in control. He's not the host. And it goes to this more private, intimate, contemporary family story in the second half.
And Rich, had you ever talked to your dad about his experience getting himself from Poland to the United States and his inability, as we find out, of getting some of his family?
That's really the irony of the whole thing. As you mentioned, I spent much of my life as a practicing journalist, both in print and television. And I knew there was only so far I could go because I did not want to inflict on him the pain of reliving the Holocaust. And similarly, he did not want to burden me with his issues. And fascinating thing is after my parents were killed, I discovered a handwritten autobiography that my father was writing. And that he was writing it the year he died. And it gets up as far as the Holocaust with great detail about his upbringing, education, and so forth, and then stops. And I don't think we'll ever know whether he stopped because he passed away or did he stop because he could not deal with that issue himself.
And Karen Hartman, are you trying to answer any of these questions or just show the kinds of questions that need to be asked when we get these intimate stories of families who are involved in such a horrific historical event?
Very much the second one. I mean, for me, the message of the story is we should tell the story, you know, and so whatever that story may be. And so those gaps, those things that will never be known exist as these jagged, poignant fragments in the play, whereas the live relationship between father and son, Craig and Richard, son and father, exists as something that there's still a chance for. And yeah, there is, not to spoil things, but there is a redemptive survivor character who comes back at the end as well. So it isn't a sense of awe.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. Well, Karen, we're going to have to call it a day there. We're running out of time. But Karen Hartman, thank you for your time. And Rich Hollander, thank you as well.
Thank you.
Karen Hartman's a playwright and the author of The Book of Joseph. It's based on a book by Rich Hollander, a Baltimore-based former journalist who now owns a media consultant company. The Book of Joseph is at the Everyman Theater in Baltimore until June 10th. And our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick, will review the play here on Midday next week. We want to thank Joe Squared for providing lunch today. Joe Squared serves coal-fired pizzas, risotto, and local craft beers. Locations and hours at joesquared.com. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, neuroscientist David Linden on his new book of essays called Think Tank. Hope you can join us then. Coming up next, Out of the Blocks with Aaron Henkin and Wendell Patrick. That gets underway right after news at the top of the hour. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.